In the Catholic Church, it happens sometimes that one Sunday can be almost overloaded with special things going on. Today, we celebrate Mother's Day in our country, and then we're celebrating our seniors in our parish, and then it's also Good Shepherd Sunday, and we have a new pope. And in a certain way, for the seniors, the pope, I thought was a really interesting, it's always interesting when a pope comes around. But for them, the last time, for those of them that went to Blessed Sacrament School, that they sat in those pews, we had a new pope when they were in kindergarten. And so the end of their first year of education and the end of their last year of primary education, you could say, is buttressed by popes, Pope Francis and now Pope Leo XIV. And then when you think about the Good Shepherd, it's a beautiful thing. The connection is so clear. When you pray for the pope, the election of a pope, and then when you pray for the one after he's been elected, it speaks about how the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, never leaves his flock untended. And it just turns out to be a beautiful day for these young men and women to be here to think about the Good Shepherd. Because it's always good when you're heading off to whatever you're doing next in life, whether it's college or maybe you're going to the service or to work, to remember that God has a plan for your life. You know, Pope Benedict said so beautifully once when he was in, I think it was Madrid, for World Youth Day, and he said, each and every one of you are willed by God and loved by God. Now, if you've been in Catholic school for all these years, you hear that. And I recently had a young man say to me, you either are incubated or you're inoculated. So you can have all these years of listening to the gospel, hopefully seeing it lived out in your schools and in your homes. And then you have to ask yourself a question, which you should do pretty quickly. What does that all mean to me? Your parents, you're here because your parents wanted the faith to be a big part of your life. Whether or not you went to Catholic school, they have you here at this church that you might have an open heart to Jesus Christ. They stood, for many of you, in the back of this church with godparents and grandparents and your family, and they made promises on your behalf that you would reject the devil and all his works and all his empty show, and that you would believe in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Catholic Church. Because they wanted you not just to be their sons and daughters, but they wanted you to be sons and daughters of God the Father, brothers and sisters to Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what happens at baptism. And now you are at that point that makes every parent nervous. What's the next step? Because God has this great trust in us, which we don't always reciprocate with him, nor with others. And God gave you a free will. I know you all know that. But he did not give you a free will so you could choose him or choose against him. Your free will works the best when it does what it's supposed to do, which is choose God. We do not have free will so we can choose evil, although we can choose evil. But our will is made for the good, and there is nothing more good than God. And so as you take your next step into the world, wherever that part of the world is, your parents and your grandparents and your parish family and all of your family are praying that you keep the Good Shepherd right next to you, that you seek to live the life that they have given you in high school and grade school, that you weren't inoculated against the gospel, but instead that you were incubated, that you were given this time of 18 years to receive something beautiful so that you could live something beautiful. And obviously, even though I'm particularly speaking to our seniors, the message doesn't end at 18. There's a whole church full of people who can tell you maybe they've taken a wrong turn every now and then. And what do they find? If they look for it, the mercy of God. Pope Francis said once, God never tires of forgiving our sins. And that's a true statement. He never tires of it. Because if he did, it'd just be all over. Okay, I'm done with you, and the rest of your life, I could care less. That's not the way. God could not do that if he wanted to. It would go against his very nature. It would go against everything he has revealed through Christ about God. And so as we celebrate this Divine Mercy Sunday, or I'm sorry, the Good Shepherd Sunday, it's a beautiful reminder to us of God's mercy and his care for us. And one of the two of the ways that he does that, there are seven other ways that I won't talk about all of them, are in the two great sacraments that can be repeated, the Most Holy Eucharist and confession. You really cannot stay close to the Good Shepherd if you don't stay close to those two sacraments. You'll never win a battle that you're trying to win without Christ. If you're trying to win the battle for purity, then Jesus Christ has to be part of the fight. His mercy and his very body and blood. You're not going to figure out what God wants you to do in your life without God. He's the author of your life. And you're not going to get to heaven without him. And so the Good Shepherd has given us these beautiful sacraments. Of course, the other five have deserved to be mentioned, but in honor of time, I won't do that. And so, seniors and all of us at Blessed Sacrament, we should pray every day to the Lord to give us a profound knowledge of our sins so that we can give them up in confession, and an even deeper knowledge of his love and his desire for union with us, which is why he gives us his body and blood. And I always like to end with heaven, and I'd also like to end with heaven and a challenge. I was listening to a beautiful talk the other day, and the speaker said, you should think about heaven every day, at least for a few moments. Because if you want to spend eternity there, you want to be focused on where you're going. And that's a great way to evaluate life. Does this keep me on the path to heaven? Does it keep me in union with God? And is this where I want to spend eternity? Because we already know what God wants for us. In a different place in John's gospel, the Lord says, I did not come to condemn the world, but to save it. And when he says the world, of course we think this grand place that we call the world, but he also meant that for each individual. Every single one of us, Jesus Christ knows and loves specifically and personally. And he wants you and me to spend eternity with him in heaven. And moreover, he's done everything to make that possible. So we should use our free will for what it was created for, to choose God on this earth and then be fulfilled forever in heaven.